Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. The president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody take your man.
Did I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready. Welcome again to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, before we get started, I want to say thank you for having me to the beautiful Butterfly Show. She did a show, talked about politics, and hopefully, you know, everyone got something from it. So if you're coming from that show over to this show, I want to say thank you for tuning in, and thank you again for inviting me on. It was a pleasure. Now, on this program, Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder apologizes for Flint water. I don't know what to say about this, but I'm sure I'll laugh later. Accidental discoveries, we'll see if we can get that back on track and talk about some of those. Several black actors agree no Oscars. Some folks not so, and, you know, several white actors too, but we'll talk about that a little later. The department store Barney's agrees to settle their discrimination lawsuit brought by a shopper, and we don't know what happened with the second one, but we at least know that one was settled. And the Oklahoma officer who raped and assaulted the four black women, I think it was more than that, but he was only convicted for four of them, he gets 263 years in jail. That was his sentence today. So we have that this week in court and much more, but I want to welcome you again on to Esprit.net News on Esprit Radio. You can check us out. This is our weekly news wrap-up show. You can join us at area code 323-693-3038. I want to say welcome to everyone on the line, and if you want to hit 1 and join the program, feel free at any time. And now our first story. Violent crime rose across the country in the first 6 months of 2015. Now, the numbers normally come out a year later, by the way, so we're not late. Now, this is compared to the same period the year before, according to the preliminary data released Tuesday by the FBI. Now, the statistics show a 1.7% jump in the number of violent crimes reported by local law enforcement to the FBI, with increases in murder, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, and arson crimes. However, the burglary and arson crimes dropped in the first 6 months of last year, according to the FBI. The FBI stats were pulled from the 12,879 law enforcement agencies from January to June 2015, while the overall violent crime rates remain at historically low rates. But they say it's too early to draw any conclusions for the long-term conclusions, just because there was a slight uptick, because we're at really historic lows. And again, since President Obama has been in office, crimes have been at historic lows for his whole term, pretty much. Now, the Justice Department spokesman, Patrick Rodenbusch, he said that many criminal justice experts have cautioned against making too much of that increase, given that the totals are far below where they were 20 years ago, and noting that after years of drops, the numbers could be expected to keep going. I guess keep going down is where they're trying to go with that. All right, now more people than ever before are living past 100 years old. That's according to the U.S. government report. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, revealed nearly 26,000 Americans age 100 and older died in 2014, a 40% increase over 15 years ago. Now, the numbers of centenarians living in the U.S. is on the rise. Approximately 80% of the deaths in Americans over the age of 100 are women on average, and the latest census figures show that they are 72,000 living centenarians in the United States. 72,000 people over 100. Just thought I'd share the numbers. Now, Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder said, "I'm sorry and I will fix it." He apologized for the Flint water crisis as the lawsuits pile up against the water authority or against authorities. Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder vowed to do everything in his power to solve the Flint water crisis, asking legislators for $28 million to fund a series of immediate actions. Now, get this. They tried to save $12 million and poison everyone now. He's asking for $28 million. I don't know where to go with this, but I can say wherever I go, it wouldn't be pretty. All right. Now, Barney's, the department store in New York City, has agreed to settle a lawsuit bought by Trayon Christian, a technical college student from Queens, who said that he was racially profiled while shoplifting at this luxury Manhattan department store and questioned by police about his purchase. Now, he sued Barney's and the city of New York, claiming that his civil rights were violated when he was handcuffed and detained by police 2 hours in April 2013 after buying a $349 Ferragamo belt with his savings. Now, Kristen's lawsuit against the retailer and the city sought unspecified damages, and the amount of the settlement with Barney's was not immediately known. But New York City has agreed to settle its part for $45,000. I don't know what that lawsuit was, but they're getting off the hook. Now, Nick Pacioli, a spokesman for the city's law department, said the settlement was in the best interest of the city. He said in 2014, Barney's agreed to pay, get this, $525,000 fine, hire an anti-profiling consultant, and retrain its employees in a settlement with New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. So the kid who would actually happen to get $45,000 from the city, but the settlement was $525,000. I think the state should have kicked them some of the settlement money, but that's just me. All right. Now, Los Angeles City Council adopted two motions this week agreeing to pay settlements totaling more than $24 million to two men wrongfully convicted of murder. Now, both Bruce Lesker and, get this, Cash Register is what the guy's name is. They spent most of their adult lives in prison for crimes they didn't commit. Lesker was convicted for murdering his 66-year-old mother in 1983, spent 26 years in prison before a judge overturned the ruling due to the use of false evidence. False evidence did it. The settlement for his civil suit against the LAPD amounted to $7.6 million. Again, 26 years, $7.6 million. Similarly, Register was convicted of murder in 1979 and was released in 2013 after a key witness story turned out to be a lie. His settlement was $16.7 million. Now, attorneys from the Loyola Innocent Project represented registered leading up to his release in 2013 and said that prosecutions in the case did not play prosecutors, sorry, in the case did not play by the rules. So here we go. Two more cases, people freed, and billing the government. Now, a former police officer convicted of, I'm sorry, did I say former? Because he wasn't a former police officer when he did it. So that kind of irritates me a little bit with stories. I know most people are presenting it that way. So we're going to back up. You're listening to EsperNet News on Esper Radio. Police officer, an Oklahoma police officer convicted of raping and sexually victimizing women while on the job in low income area of Oklahoma City, was ordered Thursday to spend the rest of his life in prison. Now, jurors had recommended that Daniel Holdsclaw be sentenced to 263 years in prison for preying on women in 2013 and 14. But District Judge Timothy Henderson, he did agree, said Holdsclaw would serve the term consecutively and denied his request for an appeal bond. Holdsclaw waived his rights to remain in custody in the county jail for 10 days and instead opted to be taken directly to prison. So I think county jail must have been getting a little dangerous for him because he said just send him to prison. So there you go. Couldn't get bond, went straight to prison. There you have it. Now, if you haven't heard this on the news already, Universal's Ride Along 2 topped the long Martin Luther King Jr. holiday with an estimate 4-day gross of $41.5 million from 3,175 theaters. That's well behind the first film, but easily enough to win the weekend ahead of Star Wars and what's the other movie? The Relevant, I guess, or can't think of what the movie is. The one starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Can't remember the name of the movie. Now, the Star Wars Force Awakening, they knocked those out of the box. So the $40 million movie did play to a more ethnically diverse audience than the regular film, or beyond its core African-American audience, according to Universal Studios. Now, African-Americans made up 34% of the ticket buyers, the same percentage of Hispanics, followed by Caucasians at 22%, Asians at 5%, and 5% other. I don't know where they're getting these numbers from, but this is what Universal is saying. So the last time they said that African-Americans made up 50% of the audience. So the sequel also played more to males at 48% versus 43% from before. Now, Ride Along reunited Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. It opened exactly 2 years after the first Ride Along. This is Ride Along 2 we're talking about. It debuted to a record-breaking $48.6 million. However, Ride Along 2 faced far more competition, apparently, than the first movie. But according to Universal's domestic distribution chief, Nick Carpool, he said, "This was a very good result, and I love the fact that our audience is more diverse this time." Okay, so here's where I'm going to stop the news to say this. There was more of an African-American crowd on the first one, and they made more money. But Universal is happier that they have more diverse people at a movie with two main characters that are black, and the movie was made more diverse. So what this says to me, I know, call in, area code 323-693-3038, hit 1, I'll bring you in. But what this says to me is that they don't really care about the money. They care that it's more diverse and more entertaining to people who are non-people of color. That's what this is now saying to me. So I just wanted to share that thought. I'm sure, you can disagree or others can chime in, but it just seemed pretty obvious as I roll into the next story, which is Jada Pinkett Smith, actress, has revealed that she will not attend the Oscars or watching on television in response to the lack of nominations of people of color. The Star posted a video Monday on Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, voicing her thoughts of the lack of diversity in the year's in this year's nomination for the Academy Awards. Delivering a powerful speech, she said, "I can't help ask the question, is it time for people of color to recognize how much power and influence we have amassed that we no longer need to ask for to be invited anywhere?" Now, the actress also went on to say, "I have asked the question, have we now come to a new time and place where we recognize that we can no longer beg for love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group?" Now, that may be, that may be, it is time that we recognize we love, respect, and acknowledge ourselves in the way we are asking others to do, then that is the place of true power when we get there. She said, "I'm simply asking the question," airing her thoughts on the Academy Award neglected, who neglected to nominate any people of color in their top categories. So she said, "Here's what I believe. The Academy Award, the Academy, it has the right to acknowledge whomever they choose and invite whomever they choose. And now I think that it's our responsibility now to make the change. Maybe it's time for us to pull back our resources that we put them back in our community and to our programs and make the programs for ourselves to acknowledge what it is, to acknowledge us in ways that we want to see, that we see fit, that are just as good as the so-called mainstream ones." Now, I struggled over that for this because I did really want to quote her word for word, but I understand where she's going. Whoopi Goldberg, also on The View, made the same statement. Don't boycott the Academy Awards, not the show. Spend your money and pull it from the box office. So, again, it made perfect sense that right along, the Universal Studios is happy that it's more diverse, but they want your money, but don't want you as customers. So apparently, here we go. Now, director Spike Lee, who holds an honorary Oscar that he just received this year, said, "How is it possible for the second consecutive year all 20 contenders under the actors category are white? And let's not even get into the other branches of categories." Lupe Nyong'o, who won the Oscar for the Best Supporting Actress in 2014 for her performance in 12 Years a Slave, wrote on Instagram that, "I am disappointed by the lack of inclusion in this year's Academy Awards nominations. It has me thinking about unconscious prejudice that marriage prejudice in our culture." And I happen to agree with her. Now, Snoop Dogg, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Snoop Dogg released a statement, and I don't know who picked it up, but Snoop Dogg said, "Somebody asked me, was I going to watch this MFing Oscars? F no. And what the F am I going to watch that bull for?" And he just says, "There's no black people nominated. All these great movies and all this great stuff y'all keep stealing from us. F you," is what Snoop Dogg said. So, you know, well put, Snoop. Although I had to bleep you out, I agree. And also, George Clooney made a statement by saying, "We're moving in the wrong direction." He says, "Minorities were better represented in the Oscars 10 years ago," is what the 54-year-old Hollywood veteran said. He said, "I think that African Americans have a real fair point that the industry isn't representing them well. I think that that's absolutely true." Now, I obviously agree with George Clooney, but if you don't know the numbers, out of the last 80 nominations, no black folks. I think it's something like that. So there you have it. Now, entertainer Jamie Foxx has spoken publicly about his rescue of a man that was in front of his house in a burning vehicle that crashed right outside his home, that he insists that he's not a hero. Now, he also won an Oscar, by the way. He told the LA News reporter that he just did what he had to do when he rushed to the aid of a driver that was trapped inside his pickup truck that was on fire. It was already on fire when he came in. He said, "I don't think of it as being heroic." Foxx did share a picture on Facebook hugging the man's father, playing down his heroism. So, hey, we have to kind of do that too. And, well, that was kind of Oscar award-winning Jamie Foxx. See, it kind of fit in the Oscar side. All right, there you have it. You're listening to SB Net News on SB Radio. Let me bring in the commish because, you know, I figure I would rant about that too long, so I should bring in the commish. And lucky Ronnie's not here, so we'd have to do a whole show on the Oscars. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I didn't know where you wanted to jump into that and the Oscar mess.
I wanted to hear the statistic. What did you say? 80? What did you say?
The last 80 nominations, there were no people of color.
That's
no black
what I thought you said. The last 80?
Yes. Sorry. And here's the thing that makes me mad. You know, Straight Outta Compton is getting a nomination for the writers,
yes.
But
and the writers are white.
Exactly. So the director's black. All of primarily the whole cast, right? Except for some of the parts. Primarily the whole cast is black. Probably the cinematographer. Probably everything else. But the two writers, or four writers, I guess, is being nominated, but they get a nomination. So that's their diversity. They try to slip one past everybody by saying, "Oh, look, Straight Outta Compton is nominated," but they nominated two white writers. Yeah, gotta like them.
Well, you know what I didn't understand? I actually saw that on TMZ, that they pointed to the white writers that got the nomination, and I just was sick when I saw that. But it just baffled me that the writers of Straight Outta Compton are white. How did that happen?
Well, you know, it's Universal. So Universal also did
Studio?
Yeah, Universal Studios. So they did Ride Along and Straight Outta Compton. So I guess as a screenplay, somebody else would set up the screenplay and the story. So they would just have the dialogue from whatever someone else wrote, because they definitely wasn't creating a dialogue. And it would probably sequence it.
That's what I was saying. How did you tell me...
They didn't write the dialogue.
How white people wrote that movie?
We'll have to talk about how the unions work in screen dialogue, because I don't think they wrote the movie. I think they were writers of the screenplay. So they probably took all of whoever, the people who wrote the story out, and then they wrote the movie. You know, the storyboard part?
Yeah,
the writers
I'm
of the storyboard. Yeah.
Okay. So in other words, they found the only two people, the only white people, is really involved in a script
that was not written
by white people and nominated white people for writing something that they didn't write. This sounds so familiar.
Yeah. It fits a pattern, doesn't it?
It sounds so familiar. It sounds a little like Columbus discovering America. It sounds a little like, you know, slaves. You know what I mean? It sounds so familiar.
It's almost like those memes that people put out, and they'll say, like, you know, in another 50 years, Tupac will be a white guy. Like, they'll be like, Tupac made this. Tupac was white. You know that, right? Like, so they're gonna lighten it up as they can. And again, it goes to show when Universal spokesman said that about Ride Along 2, that it was more diverse, a more diverse cast or story, that they were whitening it up. So I think they probably brought in the white writers, to lighten up the storyline so that white folks can like it. Isn't that sick? But they're still admitting it, so what you do.
It sounds a lot like In Living Color, too, in the latter days, as you often tell us that story about how Damon had to leave his own show.
Because they wanted to write more stuff for, I forgot his name. What's his name? Fire Marshal Bill character.
Oh, boy. Jim Carrey.
Yes. Yeah, so just to get him more involved in a majority minority cast, they wanted more scenes for the white guy. Yeah. There was an episode, they just recently played it again,
an episode of Good Times where Thelma wrote a play. And it got picked up by this white director to put on at a theater or whatever. But every single step, so he sends in his white writer, and every single step of the way, she had, oh, well, Mr. Weiss wants to change this. Well, Mr. Weiss doesn't think the name should be Shanaynay. He wants to change it to Jane. Well, he doesn't want, you know, Mr. So finally, Selma just says, get out of my house. You know,
right.
I'm not whitening this anymore. And I was like, look, we've been going through this since the day is long.
Yep. But think about the Oscars. So Whoopi Goldberg and Spike Lee, they're all saying, forget the Oscars. They're not putting enough black people in place to make movies behind the scenes and behind the cameras. They're not nominating, obviously, but Hollywood locks black people out with black stories. Now we have the story with the exec scene with Ride Along, and now we're just constantly watching the same thing. It's all a part of the same system, right? So you don't want black people behind the scenes. You don't want them in front of the camera. You can entertain us, but we're going to bring in the white writers to tell you how to entertain us. We have to take credit somehow for that story.
Right. That's right.
And that is the sick part.
You know, the other sick part, I know, I'm sorry, I know you didn't want to
have
the whole show about the Academy Awards. But the other part of it that was so sick to me, right, was that we have, I can't remember her name anyway, who's the president of the Academy. And I'm like, where the hell did she come from? You know, it's like, all of a sudden, after they have all this crap with the diversity, all of a sudden, out from under a rock, the Academy, because I've never seen the Academy president before. I don't even think the Academy president ever
this is their second year,
the Academy Awards. Huh?
Yeah. I think this is her second year. And on the Academy board, there's two minorities. It's her and a Hispanic guy. So now she gets to be the face of it because they have no diversity.
It's everywhere. But I've been watching the Academy Awards since I was like 5 years old, and I never saw the president of the Academy. I never did. I never heard this whole hoopla about the president of the Academy. Now we have the president of the Academy. Never. Not like this. Okay, so that was one thing. So we have the president of the Academy standing up front now, taking all the heat about the Academy's lack of diversity. So put a black woman up there to take the heat, right? Then the other thing they do is they get a black Chris Rock to host the Academy Awards. So if you look at it, you know, if we allowed our brains to just go to sleep on this thing, we would be like, well, what are they talking about in the diversity? Chris Rock's hosting it. The president of the Academy is black. What's the problem?
That would be
black people involved at all.
And so, to your point, that's why Europeans are going, what's the problem? Chris Rock is there. And then everybody, we're going to have some black people giving away awards to white people. Like, that's going to be their thing. We're just doing the news. Okay, fine. All right, so Walmart, on that note, for the transition. Yeah, one thing to another. Walmart promises to pay a pay raise for 1.2 million employees, guaranteeing each worker at least $10 an hour. That's more than $2 above the federal minimum wage. Big whoop. And Walmart confirmed that it has set aside $2.7 billion to pay for the increase, as well as additional benefits and training for staff in an effort to retain workers in a tightening U.S. labor market. Now, here we go. Walmart, when they could pay you 10 cents, they didn't care about the workers. Now that other people are hiring, Walmart want to care about their workers. So, again.
And not to mention that the request is for $15 an hour, not 10. But, okay,
no,
anyway.
No doubt.
They're
right.
To go to 15 because $10 still has you, you know, if that's your full-time job, you're still below the federal poverty level.
Oh, right. So the federal, hopefully the federal minimum wage will go up at some point, but they're making a big deal out of this because they closed a bunch of Walmarts and now they're giving them a raise. So people are saying, oh, they're closing them so they can give these people more money. But what they're doing is they're padding their pockets by closing those stores at the same time and then taking the loss so then they won't have to pay as much in taxes. That's just a little shell game that Walmart is going to play, but that's what they do. But I guarantee you the Walmart family will still be on the billionaires list next year. That's just how they roll. So they're going to make their money.
They can pay them $20 an hour and still be on the billionaires list.
Yes. There you go. All right, so back to by the way, China is bracing for a baby boom. I know I did the story before, but the country is building thousands of maternity wards and training tens of thousands of nurses after abandoning their one-child rule. So their maternity services in China, you know, just they're saying they're going to have a mini baby boom now that the company's decades-long strict one-child policy has come to an end. Can you imagine? It's like, now go! So anyway, they expect, there you have it. All right, so I'm going to move along from that. Now, the family of Samuel Du Bois, like he's a 43-year-old black man who was shot and killed by the University of Cincinnati's police officer in July, on July 19th. They reached a $5.3 million settlement with the school on Monday. The Du Bois family will receive $4.85 million plus free undergraduate tuition for his 12 children as a memorial commemorating him at the university. That's according to Associated Press. The value of the tuition, we can care less because you know it don't cost them anything. Tuition and fees is valued at about $500,000 each, which brings the total monetary value of the settlement to roughly $5.3 million. Now, his family has also been invited to participate in a community advisory committee at the university to gather community input on the police reforms efforts in the University of Cincinnati Police Department. Okay, so I'm going to yell about this because you can't kill somebody in my family and then say, hey, could you do some race dialogue stuff? Right. I guess they wanted to do that for free.
And now you want me to work for you? Oh, Jesus.
we want you. Hey, we're going to pay you. Now you need to do us a favor and get some free labor to start talking to people in the community.
Okay. Only if I get my $5.3 million with the tuition, and I don't want to go to the same school where you killed my kids. Okay. So
yeah, that wouldn't be really good.
Come on now, seriously? So you're gonna give all twelve of my children free tuition to go look at the spot where they killed my dad every day? No, I don't think so. You're gonna give me free tuition to whatever colleges I want to go to, and not lock me into the same. You know, anyway, so that's one thing. And then I want all the money. And then if you want me to come do this crap thing for you, you're going to have to pay my salary at whatever amount that I choose. And then maybe we stretch.
Yep, I'm with you.
Because I'm not coming
I'm
in here to do this slave labor now. You kill my kid, now you want me to work for you for free?
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're saying. Now, no parole for the KKK leader who murdered the 16-year-old black girl with a crossbow, despite finding God and making friends with African-American inmates in prison. Now, this North Carolina officials have denied parole for him. After, in Christmas in 1992, he killed her with a razor-tipped arrow 3 days after Christmas in 92, and now he's saying he should be given parole because he found God and he knows some black people. I think if you would have known some black people, you wouldn't have killed her. That's kind of what he's saying. Now that I know y'all, I'm cool now. He led the KKK. He needs to get the death penalty. All right, that's my thought. Okay, so Massachusetts teen is fighting involuntary manslaughter charges and her boyfriend's suicide after she encouraged him to do it over text. Now, the Massachusetts teenager is charged with taunting her boyfriend to commit suicide, could face trial for manslaughter, is what the prosecutors are saying. Michelle Carter used her cell phone to make her boyfriend take his life. Now, I can't even see where this is going, but they said that he was on the fence about doing it, and she kept encouraging him just to go ahead and do it. She's going to be the first prosecutor for that. All right.
Yeah, you really need to be very careful who you date.
Yeah, if they're doing that, you definitely need to be careful. Now, Denmark is in a meatball war as a town voted for all public buildings to serve pork after a backlash against Muslim-friendly menus. Now, this is hate. Danish town has made it mandatory for pork to always be found on the menu at all municipal buildings, at least around, they said, in the latest round of their country's debate over multiculturalism. So they don't really want multiculturalism, so they're saying if we have any kind of cafeteria, you have to have pork in it. What kind of hate is that? I'm sorry. I'm going to move on. I didn't know where to put that.
Here's how I feel about that. And this is nothing, I have nothing against you pork eaters out there. However, but the people who wrote this law, I hope they oink, oink, oink themselves into okay, I won't finish it.
I'm just saying.
Oh my God, it's still working on me. I'm just going to be rich. We'll just swallow that one. I'll just swallow that one.
Okay, it just seems kind of crazy. Now, here's a wedding proposal for you. Now, I am surprised by this one, but there's a pilot. He fakes an in-air emergency as a part of an elaborate stunt before asking his girlfriend to marry him. So he captured it on video. There's a video out there. He's flying. He told his girlfriend that the flight controls had failed on his way from California's Catalina Island before presenting a ring, and she accepted his proposal. I just want to say for the record, I think that if you scare her to death and she says yes, she can take it back when she realizes she's not going to die. That's just me. You don't do that. She's like, yes, yes, I would marry you. What, we're not going to die? No. No, I won't. That's all I'm saying. Hey, I'm just saying, Kathleen, that seems reasonable to you, right?
I'm with you. Listen, I wouldn't have said yes. I don't care what was – okay, never mind. Go ahead.
I'm going
to
let you go.
I would have said yes to him anyway because that is so cruel. That is so cruel.
Right.
After I found out that this was a prank,
mm-hmm.
that ring, he would have had to eat the ring. and that it would just that would just be over, because that's just too much. That's just too much.
Yeah. That just seems just too odd that he had to scare her first, and then, but he thought it was funny, which means he's already a jerk. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Who does that?
That's my point. Exactly. You don't want to spend your latter years with somebody who's going to scare you to death in your. I bet she's still engaged to him too. I bet.
She probably is. She probably is having a happy day. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's a black or white for you, for sure.
No. Yeah. You figure the parents should be really happy. And he filmed it, so it's out on the internet. It's probably going to be on, you know, YouTube or something in a minute, but just seems kind of sick. That's a sick prank to play on somebody.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Now, it is. Now, there's a shocking home video, speaking of videos, of a father giving his two young daughters vodka and laughing as they were struggling to swallow. Now, this is Kazakhstan. He's pouring, you know, vodka, they're age 8 and 4, and he's laughing as they're having a hard time swallowing the liquor.
Did he get arrested?
No. No. And also in Kazakhstan, because, you know, that's where the Karzites, the Jewish population is now. That's pretty much the area that they're from, by the way. A woman who's believed to be 29 years old, she was filmed by two men as she staggered towards their car in the snow, covered with, like, blood. She said that she killed her boyfriend after they had a serious fight and she needed somebody to stay with. They filmed her on camera asking them, could she stay with them? That's like, you already killed them, so you got a place. Ain't gonna bother you no more. Yeah. I can see myself not rolling down the window making 1,000 jokes here. Because they really didn't. They didn't roll down the window. They just kind of filmed her. She's like, I accidentally killed him when we got in a fight, and I need a place to stay. Like, I think you cool right there. Hey. I'm just... I am just reading the story that just kind of...
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know which one was worse, the father and the vodka, or them actually entertaining the girl who said that she killed her husband and asked for a ride. Or her boyfriend. By the way, she didn't have anything in her hand, but she was covered with blood, so didn't want to wash my car.
Forever.
Now, I don't know. What'd you say?
I said, oh, my goodness.
Now, Wendell Joyner, he was tackled by police and charged with two misdemeanors for trying to rescue his three dogs from a fire in his home in Florida on Wednesday morning. So he gets out of the house, tried to get back in to rescue his dogs, and he got arrested for it. I don't know what I think about that story. and you should see the pictures. He's like beat up pretty bad. The police actually probably beat him down to stop him from killing himself. But he wanted his dogs. I don't know if there's a good news, bad news story in there, but I just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go. Okay, let me try to move on from that one. No, I like when I stomp you on stories. You're like, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, you're like, can we move on? All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I missed this one, but in court, I missed this last week, but Senator Ted Cruz is not eligible to become president because he was born in Canada, is what a Houston lawyer is claiming in federal court. So they're in court, you know, questioning his legal right to run for president. I thought that was interesting for Ted Cruz. Because wasn't he the first one talking about President Obama wasn't?
He was.
A citizen. Isn't there some irony in that? Just to say that you are now he's going to have to go to court for this. Because, you know, it says you have to be a naturalized citizen. So nobody, I guess they're saying it doesn't specify what naturalized means. But
and he decided what naturalized means. Because he said he was born to a United States, born a U.S. citizen mom, which makes him naturalized, even though he was born in
wherever. So here's where I don't mean to be crass, but wouldn't there be a lot of Vietnam kids from Vietnam claiming that they can run for president? Because remember, servicemen were bringing back kids.
Yes.
Like crazy.
Vietnam and everywhere else.
Exactly. So can you
imagine? There'd be a whole lot of Jamaicans, I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, there you have it. See you again next week on that note. We got a bunch of folks from all over. They go, where was the beach shore thing? Hey, I didn't. That wasn't me, but you can send your letters to some place where we'll delete them. That's the only thing I can really tell you. So, matter of fact, I was thinking that there are a lot of islands that we might be able to name, but we won't go through that.